kidding. It's What the Buzz. I'm Joanna Barba, and I'm joined by my co-host, Emily Sleep Murillo.
Yes.
Hello.
Hola. How you been? It's been a while.
It's been quite a while. We apologize. Do you know how hard it is to try and get a studio in this station?
You know, it is a radio station, but people are actually doing their jobs every once in a while.
I know. And you know how, like, Duke is on vacation?
Yeah.
Did he just send everybody, like, a crap ton of production?
He probably
did. And was
did.
Like, peace, figure it out while I'm gone.
Yeah, he's like, guess what, guys? Figure it out. I don't know how long. A week?
Yeah, a week. I have a lot of production to do. Remind me to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, you're not here good tomorrow. Luck. Yeah, no, I'll be at home. I'll send you a message. Be like, hey, by the way, remember that production?
Do your production, Joanna.
And write that article, by the way.
Yeah,
I'll just send that to you.
Yeah, thank you, because that will remind I forget
articles production.
It really helps when people send me reminders.
Yeah, no, I'm all scatterbrained still forever
and then
and ever.
I write things down and I'll still forget.
Yeah, or I throw it away. That's me.
I almost forgot to put in our winners for, like, the Pucifer and Dorothy ticket winners.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you got them our in. Poor Anne had to be like, hey, did you guys have winners?
I feel bad, yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Anne, can you call this person? She's like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm sorry. She's like, okay, I got it. So, thank you,
so
Anne.
Nice.
Shout out
thank
to
you,
Anne in
Anne.
Front.
She's great. When you come to the station to pick up tickets, that's who you deal with. Be nice to her.
Yeah, be nice to her.
Or else.
Yeah, and don't lie to her either. Don't try to come in here and say I won tickets.
You know what really irks me?
What?
So you know that day that I filled in the front desk for a few hours?
Yeah.
We had winners that were supposed to be coming in for Chihuahua's tickets and for some concert. No. Latin Kings of Comedy tickets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nobody, in the 3 hours that I was there, nobody came in. And it was like, it was a Friday, so it was the final day for people to come in to get them, because the Chihuahuas game was that night, and the Latin Kings were the next day, and nobody came in to pick them up. And I'm all, why are we giving out these tickets if none of you are going to come pick them up?
They're not in a rush, or they do like come in last minute, and they'll call and be like, I'm almost there, can you guys go ahead and just hold them for me?
And it's not going to be waiting for your ass
no,
to
usually
get
what we do is whoever is working afternoons, we'll let them know and say, hey, so-and-so.
Look at that. We still
called. Yeah, we still go the extra mile to say, hey, so-and-so is going to come pick up the tickets, but they're going to come to the side door. Uh-huh. So if you hear them knocking, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes
so
we do
mad.
That. Yeah.
I also get mad when we give away tickets on air and then I get a winner and they go, what did I win?
Oh, yeah. That they don't even know what they win.
They don't know what they won. Or sometimes they'll be like, can I get something else? No, dude, you called in for these.
No,
you're not going to get something else.
Unless it's when Buzz is like, okay, I got like 3 different things.
Yeah, when he has to specifically say, though, like, mm-hmm. I have these different, you get to choose from what's there.
Yeah.
But not when it's like specifically Wet n Wild tickets or Pucifer tickets.
Yeah, and then you're like, wait, I don't even know who that band is. Can I get somebody else?
No. And I hate it.
No.
I can't just be like, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Yeah, you have to be nice about it.
I have to give you the tickets because you're with the right caller.
Yeah, fine. Pick
what
them
is
up
wrong with you
or
people?
Don't. Just let us know, guys.
Just let us know. There's some people out there who do want the tickets.
Yeah, then we can give them away again or something like that. Just tell us. Give us a heads up.
Yeah.
Be nice about it.
It'd be nice. Don't be douches about it.
That's what makes radio different.
Yeah, we care.
We care. We still give you the opportunity to win tickets to things.
And we will give you the opportunity, apparently, to come and pick them up at your leisure.
It depends, who's being nice about it.
Yeah, if I were in the afternoons, I'd be like, no, screw that guy.
Yeah.
They didn't pick him up while Anne was here. Go to hell.
Yeah. Then no, it's not going to happen. Most of the time, it does not happen. It's those who are like, I'm on my way. I just got out of work. And
mm-hmm.
We feel sorry for them. We're like, fine. We're going to leave them with Daniel. Daniel will go ahead
Daniel
and have them for
you. Daniel will give you your ticket.
That happens mostly when it comes to the Sun Bowl. I think that's when it's the holiday season.
Those are understandable.
When everyone's like, hey, we just give away some tickets to Sun Bowl. Or these are last minute mm-hmm. Nutcracker tickets. So-and-so's coming. Yeah, so it's during the holidays that it's mostly fine.
Understandable.
Everyone's in the happy mood of, okay, we'll give you some extra time.
But not when it's Latin Kings of Comedy and you won tickets like earlier in the week.
And you're still, you still did not pick
week,
them up.
And you didn't pick them up.
Nah.
I was so upset. I was like, really? None of you guys want these tickets?
It happens.
It made me sad.
You're like, I want these tickets.
Yes.
I can take friends and family.
I know people who would have wanted those tickets.
No.
But that's life on the rails, I guess. I think that's the saying.
I don't know.
I can't remember the saying. It's something like, it's life in paradise, you guys.
Yeah, working in radio.
But we're here for another week.
Yes. What do you mean another week?
I don't know. Just like, I guess I meant to say like another episode of With the Buzz.
I was like, are you on vacation?
No, not yet. I have like 4 days off in the next 2 weeks. I don't have time.
True.
Like, I don't have hours to use.
You got to get all them hours while you can.
Yeah. So I'm kind of just like racking up hours just for like, I don't know, later or
I
the holiday
mine,
season.
Yeah, for doctor appointments and in September. My family will come in September. So I'm just going to be here. We'll be working the same.
We'll be here.
Except for weekends. We got to fix that for you.
Except Sundays.
Yeah. We got to figure out Saturdays for you, man.
I don't know. Our boss keeps saying, you're not going to be doing Saturdays all the time. I promise.
We need to hire someone.
And for like 2 weeks, Emily, I didn't work a Saturday. Yeah. It was very nice.
You're living the dream.
I don't want to sound dramatic, but being able to sleep in 2 days in the row, I'm a changed woman.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
No, I think, yeah, you morning show people really need that extra sleep. I think it should be changed. I don't think a morning show person should have to run the best of, but I am not the program director.
Right.
And we need more people. We are short staff.
We're very short staff.
Yeah. So
we lost Michelle.
Anyone want a job?
Michelle officially left. The last time we
were
here.
Yes, we were talking about Michelle.
Michelle's gone now.
She's gone. She's on to bigger and better things.
Oh, she's at KVIA.
She's holding, or I think she's white balancing in that photo.
She's great. And you know what? It's something that she's really good at.
Yes.
So I'm very happy for her.
We lost a good friend, employee. Well, she's still around because she's like, guys, I'm down the street.
Yeah,
I'm not dead.
I'm down the street.
It's like, I know you're not dead, but we keep saying we lost a friend. She's like, oh.
We lost someone important today. Huh?
Yeah. I like that she shared that TikTok. She's like, oh, my former employees, how they're acting. And it's a girl crying. How they feel now that I'm gone and I was the funniest person they've ever worked with.
All, it's so true.
Yeah, so tis true. I sent her that. Tis true.
We had like a luncheon for her at Mesa Street Group. Mm-hmm. Her boss just looks sad the whole time. Like, what have I done?
What have I done? And we got Cowboys coming soon. Yeah. Somebody's got to run that. Who's going to run that?
They're going to have to train somebody to do
they
that.
They are.
Our station runs the Cowboys games.
We are the official home of Dallas Cowboy football or something like that.
And you know what? People love it. When there's a game, you can just tune into KLAQ if you're running to get some sodas or ice.
Yeah, that's the only time I listen. If I'm going in between houses to watch and I'm like, okay, there it is.
Yeah, you can hear
it. You think it's not handy on a radio, a rock radio station. Right? And all of a sudden you're like, man, I got to go to the store. I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, it's handy. Really great. But it takes a lot of skill to try and run that from our boards. And that's where Michelle came
but
in.
But people don't know that.
People don't know that. It's the magic of
but
radio.
But if you want to work here, just saying.
And you like to push buttons.
Maybe you could work here.
Maybe.
Apply now.
You can apply now on LinkedIn.
Not for the morning show spot, though. Don't do that.
No. I mean, it's still up there. My friend sends it to me every day.
So is the Kiss FM one. And
there's
Iris
already someone at Kiss.
Was like, hey, are you guys firing me?
Oh, no.
And we're like, no. They need to take it down. They need to take it down. But no, Iris. Everyone loves Iris on that morning show. They
you
have
know what?
Accepted her.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
I tune in every now and then like to be like, what's going on over there? You know, we have like a little radio in the studios. And they sound great.
They sound good. I was like, slowly Mike. Iris is going to start sounding very angrily or, I don't know, at Mike. I can hear it a little bit when he's poking fun at her.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Mike, back it up, Mike.
Mike
sounds pleasant.
He
purposely does that. When he picks on you, they were fighting about Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
Because when we're recording this, everyone is still dealing with the news that Jennifer Lopez is married to Ben Affleck.
When this goes up, it will probably be already be
it'll
old
be
news.
Old news now. But today, when we're recording this, that's what everyone's talking about. So they're talking about it. And Iris was kind of giving a little stink to J-Lo. Mike was giving a little like, but come on. Like, what do you think? You should be happy because everyone's making fun of her for having more rings than the Cowboys. And so they're going back and forth. And I was like, ooh, they're going to get feisty eventually. I'm waiting for
it's
those
gonna
days.
Happen
yeah, I'm
soon.
Waiting for it. It happens to all morning shows.
It does.
Yeah, you'll get feisty a little.
You know, I think that's one of the things that people don't realize. Like, it could sound, I mean, sometimes on air, you can hear when we're fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Off air. Like, you'll know, like, oh, something's going on between them because they all sound really bad.
Yeah.
But then there's days where, yeah, we're fighting, but we're not going to let it be known on air.
Yeah, you guys sound like professionals.
And then I tell them, like, no, we've been fighting all morning.
Yeah, someone comes in, oh, that was a great show, guys. Like, well, I'm really pissed at Buzz
today.
Well,
I'm still mad at Buzz. There's some times where I get mad at Buzz because in the mornings we do our morning meeting like 15 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah.
And he's just not paying attention sometimes.
Still, that hasn't changed.
That has not changed, no. And he'll be like listening to some clip or watching something on the news. And I'm all, hey, come on, we got to focus on the board. What are we talking about today? And when he doesn't, it just pisses me off so much. Because I've got actual things to do back there. You know, I could be doing something else rather than putting up with Buzz not paying attention.
Yeah, it'd be like, fine, then you come up with your ideas. We'll go as the show goes.
Right. Then you figure it out.
You figure it out, man. I got entertainment news and that's it.
Yeah. That's all I'm helping with. But it happens. Yeah. We see each other every day.
Yeah, you know, it weighs on you.
It weighs on you. But also, you're not going to be happy and cheery every day.
And at like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, right?
No.
You know, it happens. Everybody has different moods and stuff. And sometimes you don't sleep well. And sometimes you don't eat well. And
sometimes Buzz eats in front of you and it's just gross.
That would piss off Brandon so much because he'd be eating and the food would just be spewing out of his mouth. I don't know how he does that. And then, look. Look at this keyboard. We're in Buzz's studio today. But his keyboard is like, there's so many little crumbs on it.
Yeah, and Monica just wrote an article on that. So Monica of Kiss, because she was inspired by Buzz, because Buzz drank her bubbly by accident weeks ago.
Yeah, he did.
And then today he brought her a case.
Oh, how nice.
And I even told him, like, what, did you steal a case from her? I thought you just stole one. He's like, whoa, what do you mean? And I just let it go. He brought her a case of bubbly.
He says it's because he couldn't find one individual.
One bubbly? Okay.
So he just got a case.
Well, good for him. He can afford a case of bubbly. And so she wrote a whole article. She was like, do you think I should write or ask our listeners, what weird things do your coworkers do that bugs the hell out of you?
Hell yeah.
And I need to go through her comments. But we did get a lot of comments. But people, some of them were like, oh, I hate when they heat up fish in the lunchroom. Or I hate that they burn their popcorn because the smell. So it was mostly smells that people hated working with people who either burned their popcorn or their fish. I know Trisha used to get so pissed at Mike because Mike likes to play this game where, so like if you're sitting in Buzz's seat, right? Mm-hmm. Or have you been in the Kiss studio where Mike, when Mike's sitting in there?
No.
Well, he's angled towards a trash can. So probably other people have someone in their office too who loves to just play basketball with their trash can.
Uh-huh.
So Mike likes to do that with his food.
Oh, my.
That's why there's so many stains above that trash can.
Oh, my God.
If he has a banana, if he has something, he'll shoot it.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he misses. Sometimes it gets all over the place.
Right.
Sometimes it goes in and he's a natural.
Right.
But that used to irk Trisha a lot.
Yeah,
she always
would irk
so
me
mad.
Too.
But then they would cheer if he made it. So it works both ways.
It.
Yeah, it can brighten up your day or it can piss you off and be like, oh, look, you got all your mocos on the floor now because there's tissues or something.
We deal with each other every day. And some days are better than others.
Yes. That's
you
what
just gotta learn everybody's flow and stuff.
Yeah, it's a good flow.
Which
you guys have a good flow.
Why
right
I'm
now.
Concerned about bringing in a fourth.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you've been on LinkedIn or in Indeed, you'll see that there's
Oh, Google it right now. You'll probably still see it.
Yeah.
If you're listening
we're
to
looking
this.
For a fourth in our throuple. And we recently had like a demo, I would say, with somebody who could potentially come in and be our fourth. But before all of that, our bosses are telling us like, oh, well, this person's going to come in.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are just going to simulate that you're doing a show.
Yeah.
And then have this person read news and see how it goes. And then so Nico's asking all these questions like, so what do we do? And he's all, you know, just go
normal.
With the flow. Act normal. Just there's somebody else there. And Buzz is all like, well, where are we going to record it? A whole fiasco happened about where we were going to record it. In the end, I was like, we could just do it in your studio. All four of us fit there.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. I was like, you guys forgot there's a mic on the side or what?
And yeah, right. Nico did because I'm all, there's a mic next to you. And he's like, yeah, that's where you'll go. Where will she go? And I'm all, no, on the other side of you, there's a mic. And he's like, oh, yeah.
And I just noticed they removed that big old monitor thing.
Which monitor?
How many times? Didn't Buzz have a big old thing here? For the longest time that it blocked whoever was standing here?
Maybe it was this? His second one? Oh. Maybe.
Ah. I'm going to go back and look at pictures or videos because I swear there was something.
Maybe it was this one, his second one that he just had right there.
Yeah, because you could never really look, or if you were from here, you couldn't really talk to the other person.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Now I'm just having Mandela effect.
Maybe. In the end, you know how I used to be in the newsroom?
Yeah.
I was like, I'll just be in there. It's fine.
Yeah.
And Buzz goes, yeah, maybe they should start getting used to like hearing a voice from somewhere, but there's no one in the room. And I'm all, well, if they're hearing voices and there's nobody in the room, we have bigger problems.
That's a whole nother problem. Do you want that person to work here?
But really, I just wanted to be back there because it was after the show and I know that that's when I eat. And it let me eat while we did this demo. I just wanted to eat my lunch.
You guys, don't throw me off my routine.
Yeah, exactly.
But well, how'd it go?
It went really well, I thought.
Yeah. So let's hope.
But you know what? I think she sounded great.
Yeah.
Definitely knowledgeable. Really great at reading the news. Has a great, strong voice. Definitely clicked with Buzz immediately.
Of course.
And you know what? She clicked with all of us. It was really great. And I'm all, it sounded great. But how is she going to handle it the first time Buzz throws a tantrum?
Yeah, I'm always ready for those. They should simulate a tantrum.
Let's just start feeding Buzz less and less throughout the day. And then when she comes in to do another demo, go. Buzz is already cranky.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the real thing.
And go.
Yeah.
I'm all, now sneeze wrong because he will criticize everything.
Yeah. Because what I think is funny is they're being very professional about this.
Yeah.
But ever since I've been here, they kind of just throw people in there.
Yeah.
They didn't do a test run with you.
No, they did
with
not.
With me, with Fernie, Nico.
No.
Brandon, I don't know.
Yeah, we all kind of just
they
like...
They kind of just said, go.
One day they were just like, and here's Joanna or here's Emily.
Yeah, here you go.
And I'm all, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. So this person has a really big advantage to the fact that she was able to do a demo with us.
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay, now we're professional. Ooh. Okay.
I think it's because she comes from a very professional background. So we're trying to like show off.
Fine.
Yeah, we don't want to screw it up with her.
Yeah, because even I think with Iris, she came in and did news with you guys a while back.
Oh my God, I keep telling Buzz that all the time.
And he doesn't remember.
He doesn't. He says he doesn't remember, but I think he does.
Yeah, he just sees one of those.
He's just being a douche and doesn't want to.
He's a mean girl.
He doesn't want to admit that he was all like, oh, I kind of just dismissed Iris. And now she's doing really well on the next door.
And I think y'all would have meshed good together.
I think so, too. She's really cool.
Yeah, she could have worked for both stations, I think. But
yeah,
Mike was in need. They're a good fit. I'm not even sure what their name is still. It's Mike and Iris in the mornings, or Mike and Iris mornings are cool. But she wants to put are cool, and she's like, Mike doesn't like it. So
Mike isn't cool.
Yeah, I have to fix up their web page. That's why I'm stuck on their like Mike and Iris in the mornings. Mike and Iris are cool. But see, Buzz doesn't
mornings
have that problem.
With Mike and Iris.
Yeah, Buzz is just, it's just Buzz's show.
I know. And
come
he
in,
all,
come out. It's Buzz Adam's show.
He gets so like embarrassed when we tell him things like that. Like we're like, well, it's called the Buzz Adams Show. And he's always like, look, I didn't want to name it that.
Oh, whatever.
They told me.
That's
I had
his
to name-
go-to insult when he would get mad. He'd always be like, whose name is on this show? Like, okay. All right, buddy.
I know. That's what I tell him when he's all like, well, Joanna, you had a topic. Well, it's called the Buzz Adams Show, not the Joanna Barba Show. How about you tell me what the topic
you
is?
You tell me, buddy. Exactly. What is this going to be? All right. What do you want to talk about, Bennifer?
If you're interested in being the fourth in our throuple, that's what you got to deal with.
Because what's still going to happen? Who's going to still answer the phone? I know they ain't going to make her answer the phone.
Oh, hell no. It's going to still be
still
me.
Still be you? Okay, that solved nothing.
I know, right? That did not solve a single problem. Corporate was here. They asked me specifically what I wanted. And I was like, I want a freaking phone screener.
Yeah. Yeah, we need some help.
And so I was like, well, this is not going to solve any situation, but I guess news.
But here we are.
Congratulations, Nico.
So, Nico. Yeah. Well, maybe he'll be in the newsroom answering phones.
No,
we don't know.
Buzz needs him in here.
We'll give you all an update whenever the heck that happens.
Whenever we find out an update. Who knows? Maybe by the time this is out, we'll have somebody already.
You have new pictures. You'll have new costume ideas. I'm still stuck on Halloween. I always will be.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to the Powerpuff Girls, though.
Powerpuff Girls is great.
I was.
Or, you know, you could be our Daphne.
Nah, that's okay. I still thought the Powerpuff Girls.
The Powerpuff Girls is great. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two.
Scooby-Doo.
You are our Daphne.
There was another one.
Three from Hell.
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Rejects.
That would have been good, too.
That would have been cool, yeah. Mm. I would have been cool with that.
That's okay, guys.
Although, if we bring in another woman, we could do Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Buzz would not.
I'm thinking more, not like the
oh, he would be the doctor.
The like doctor.
Nah. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it
I
right.
I know, but
he
I know that
Buzz
should
have it under.
I know he should.
He should have it under and then, like, take it off and put it back on. Like, every now and then.
I really want
that
him
would
to.
Be great. Okay, let's try to put that in his head.
I know. That's Wednesday. The next one I'm implanting.
I won't be here, but we'll
I'm
start. We'll do it.
I'm working out. On it.
Work
already.
On it, yeah.
We're already halfway through July.
We're calling it now.
That means that Halloween is not that far behind.
It is not.
And apparently, I already missed the Bath and Body Works thing because I have insufficient funds.
Yes. For those of you who are like us and want Halloween stuff all the time, all year long, get the Bath and Body Works app. Because you get to buy stuff early, a week early. It's already out. So good luck if you have nice people. So the one on Joe Battle, those are nice employees. Because last year, when I finally realized, like, oh, I got a little bit of money. I'm going to go buy me a little hand sanitizer thingy. Because those are still like $15 for those little things. It's ridiculous. Oh, anyway, they were nice enough to be like, oh, we just got it. Let me go in the back and let me open up. Boxes to find the one you want.
Yeah, nice.
They're very sweet. So I hope it's still the same. I have not gone because I don't have any money. But through the app, you can do it too. I was asking for codes. I was like, someone give me a coupon because I can't buy any of this stuff.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's just in my cart. I can't buy
it. How do people do it, Emily?
People, like, I know. And they're like, oh, I bought this, and that. I'm like, dude, that freaking snow globe is $70.
Oh my God.
How are you cool with that, man?
$70.
You got a good job? Tell me about it. Cause
yeah, tell me what your job is.
That should be a good one. Are you already? Did you buy that Home Depot skeleton? What job do you have?
Yeah.
Please let me know.
I always do that when we go to like the rich neighborhoods and I see like all the nice decorations for Halloween. I want everybody in this neighborhood to write down what they do for a living.
What's your job?
I need to know what you do.
Yeah. There's a TikTok account that to ask people in really nice cars.
Yes, in the night.
What's
seen
your
that
job?
One.
Yeah.
What do you do? And they're all like, oh, I'm a sports attorney or I'm a, I don't know, celebrity attorney or something like that.
Yeah, like, oh, I got it. How do I get into
who do
that?
We ask? Who do you think we should ask here? Like, Buzz Adams, what do you do?
Well, he doesn't like decorations.
No, he doesn't. But it makes sense with him because his house is like in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And it's like, you
no
can't
fun.
See it.
But it's for you. Sometimes. I know. Most
he said his
time.
Girlfriend put something up last year. He was so mad about it.
Like, I don't give out candy. He does have a point. If you don't give out candy, I don't think you should decorate.
Well, he said that his girlfriend did decorate last year.
Yeah.
And then she bought like a ton of candy.
Oh.
But nobody went.
Because it's in a cul-de-sac.
Because it's in a weird, it's not a cul-de-sac. It's just really weirdly placed.
Yeah.
It's like a street.
It's been years
within
since
a
I've been
street.
There. Yeah.
And so his house, you can barely see it. And so, yeah, kids aren't going to know to go there trick-or-treating.
True. There's probably, like, hardly anyone
with
kids there.
His girlfriend was all mad, like, I bought so much candy and nobody came to trick-or-treat.
Take it back. What'd she do with the candy?
I don't know, but I kept telling him, like, hey, I'll take the candy.
Bring the candy.
And he never brought the candy.
Boo.
Dick. And yet another example of what you have to deal with Buzz.
Exactly. He brags about having too much candy left over from Halloween.
He probably ate it all.
He probably did. I was over here scraping like leftover candy from past parties. Like, oh, you guys want this candy? It's old.
It's Easter. It has a bunny on it.
It's the Reese's Easter eggs. Do you want them? You can have them.
I always do that. I'm all, the egg could be a pumpkin here.
Yeah, just poke its little.
It's still fine.
It's a squishy little pumpkin.
It's still good.
Go for it.
Don't be scared. It'll help your tum-tum.
Well, it's already coming up quickly. We're already doing our back-to-school expo.
Oh, back-to-school.
After that is full Halloween, man.
All right.
I'm warning you now, people. We're going straight into Halloween.
Yeah, we should. We are a rock station, and I've always believed we do the Halloween parade. We should be the front liners.
We should.
For
I'm still
Halloween.
Trying to
the
get
leaders.
Us to jump on Krampus, even.
Yes.
To continue
that would
it.
Be a good one, too.
I've been trying for 2 years because I've talked to Nikki of Kaleidoscope and be like, dude, They always reach out and say, we would like to partner with you guys, but it is a sponsorship, so we would have to give them money, and that's always a, you know, that's a thing. And so...
And we don't want to be like the ones that like, oh, we're creating our own Krampus thing.
Yeah, no.
And not involve Nikki and Dan. Yeah.
We're trying to collaborate with them. We're trying to work with them.
In charge of this thing called Kaleidoscope Art Markets.
Yes.
And you may have seen them around El Paso a lot. They have a lot of markets. They have like an anime fest. And they just have a bunch of great local vendors and stuff.
And they helped us with our pickle party. Right. So that was the first time we did a pickle party. We teamed up with them. So same thing. I was trying to jump on that. To be like, hey, look how great Pickle Party is. Let's work with them for a Krampus thing. And
yes,
we work
definitely.
With Alamo Drafthouse. You're besties with them.
Yeah,
are you still hosting parties?
Yes, I have one tomorrow, by the
way. Ah, you see? And then from there, well, maybe you should talk to them too when you see them and say, hey.
Partner up for Halloween.
Because they do, last year, that's what they did. They had a whole the Krampus Festival at Alamo, and then they watched Krampus when the festival was over.
Yeah.
So,
I was
beautiful
there to
partnership.
Judge that
and you were part of that, so... Why don't we all
get
another throuple going and get you guys involved?
But as with every corporation, I think a lot of workers will understand that if it's too logical and it sounds way too easy, no.
Nah. It ain't gonna
Your
work.
Corporate company will go the long way, the harder way.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh,
but we're local.
We're local, right?
We love our community.
Do we, though?
Just
no,
saying.
No, we do.
We do. And we're throwing that out there. We're just saying.
Did you sign up for that shirt?
Oh, no. I still have it open on my phone.
Sign up for it while I explain what's happening.
Okay, let me do that right now.
Over at Netflix and Tudum, they're giving away a free shirt that has Hellfire Club on it, but it's signed by Eddie Munson himself, Joe Quinn, who I've recently found out came out in Game of Thrones, and that's where else you may see him. But
yeah, I have no idea.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
I did not either.
You would figure that I'd be into that because, you know, I love horror and things like that. But no, apparently medieval things, not really my thing.
Not into them either.
Yeah, no. Dragons and stuff.
Not really into that. Don't
dragons
like the
are
dragons.
Cool. I like the dragon from Shrek.
I was going to say, yeah. And then I like their offspring, the Drunkies. Drankies? Drankies. They're called Drankies.
You see?
Dragon.
I've realized that our very own Viva La Mocha created their very own Hellfire shirt, but they say El Paso, which is amazing.
I love it.
But of course, I'm poor. I'm poor.
Yeah.
And so I really have to decide, do I want to pay the car insurance or get a Hellfire shirt?
Yeah, I was like, oh, I got to fill up the gas. I was on the light. I was on the light.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, El Paso shirt or gas?
You're all, they don't need me at work.
They gotta have to start picking me up.
Yeah, there should be a shuttle that picks all of us up.
Man, Mondo, back in the day, that was what he always tried to be like, hey, if they're gonna be working on those trolleys and whatnot, they should be working on a train, those bullets or whatever, bullet trains, from the east side, from like Joe Battle to the west side. Because us Far East people.
Yeah.
Everything. That would be so much more helpful.
For me, as a person who lives in Central, everything is either on the east side or the
west
side.
That's true. You're stuck in the middle, huh?
I'm stuck in the middle. Then I have to decide, oh, which one do I want to sacrifice myself to this time? The west side or the east side?
That's true. It's a good one, too.
Come on, why is there nothing over here for us?
Yeah, like, well, no, we're just here. And that's why East Lake is growing, because they're like, don't go to the west side anymore, people. You're going to stay on your side.
Stay on
we're
your
gonna
side.
We're going to give you everything you could ever want in East Lake. Now we're getting an Albertsons.
Like, oh,
all right.
Yeah. Albertsons makes me feel fancy.
It does. I rarely go there.
It's like my Whole Foods.
Yeah. God, I think I've been to Whole Foods once.
I've been once, and then I got...
a pizza.
No.
I
chips.
Did.
Is the pizza good there?
It's all right.
I hear a lot of good things.
Yeah. I didn't get to, like, it was just a lunch break, so I was just grabbed it and ran, so... I didn't get to sit in their little restaurant patio. It's very nice.
It's nice.
But I haven't been there in years.
Yeah. And I'm all like, I'm taking these sweet potato chips.
I will pay for them.
Don't think I'm stealing
them.
You know who has amazing sweet potato chips?
Who?
Taco Avocado.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those are like, I will travel to the east side for those.
Our lovely
those are
people
so good.
Are out there advertising the hell out of them. You need to be like, what about me?
Yeah, what about me?
What about me? I want to sit
there
and be
like, ooh. I just want some sweet potato chips with the queso.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good.
They are good.
Ugh. Oh, I just got hungry.
Support local.
Support local. But if you go out to Taco Avocat, you got to get those sweet potato chips.
Get the chips. They're get the so Hell Paso shirt. I don't know how long they're going to sell it for.
I know. I should message her and be like, hey, I get paid again at the end of the month. Yeah. Can you just like set aside one for me?
Well, I swear we'll buy one.
I swear I'm going to pay you for it. I'm just waiting to get my next
paycheck.
Give
me time. Yeah, because they also made stickers, but I don't know. I don't know the situation there. I know it was a limited time and whatnot. But
oh, I'm going to message them. And be like, look, I just got paid, but that money's gone now.
Okay. I think they're making a whole little line, so because we're all going to have to save our money.
I know.
They sell something like with a waffle, too, so I was like, oh, man.
No, keep coming out with I did see that.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait. But if and you have the money.
If you have the money, totally go out and support local.
Yeah.
I cannot, what's that word, like push you enough to support local.
Yeah. Because that same with this weekend, too, I saw I Love in Bloom, a girl who makes bath bombs.
Uh-huh.
And she likes to make a lot of reels lately. And the one she had, I was like, is it, hold up, is this the angle that you're recording your video? Or do you have some big ass bath bombs right now? Because she had a big old waffle with the leaven on it. So it was like a Stranger Things one. And she's cute. It's the size of her head.
Oh my God, that's
like,
a
damn.
Big. Do I need a big bathtub for that?
I don't know.
Mine is like normal size.
No, I think it's just like you're going to make your bathtub a cauldron.
Sweet.
The size of that. She should make some cauldron ones. Just saying. But
throwing ideas out there.
Another great support local and Stranger Things.
Make it we happen. Have a lot of things. I always like to say like, hey, if I found it online and somebody made it, I'm sure I could find somebody in El Paso to do it.
Yeah. But you got to search and
we
search.
We really got to start.
Throw it out there.
Yeah. I'm going to start posting shit like, hey, I saw this. Can anyone in El Paso make it for me?
No, there's still one girl I cannot find for the life of me. And I always try to, like, one day she'll come back to me. But she was at a farmer's market at Oasis Bowling Lanes. It was her first time doing one. She just, like, set up. She was selling some crafts. She didn't mean to sell some crochet. I bought my crocheted handmade doll.
Oh, I did see your doll.
Yeah, my little doll. And she's like, you know what? This is the first time I've crocheted things. I'm going to sell it to you real cheap. I was just practicing.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's like, I hope to get better. But she made a lot of cute things for being not that experienced or whatever. They're cute. And I can't find her anymore. I never got a business card. I never got anything. And I was like,
put
girl.
Put the handmade on like all the support
I
groups
did.
And be like, does anyone know who made this?
Who made this? Yeah,
please come back to me.
Because Viva La Mocha or Moni, she was like, dude, was it this person? And then I went and it wasn't them. So I was like, no, I don't know who it is. I was asking for help. I was like, who is she? Because they never posted like their vendors. So I was like, oh, I can't find her.
No.
I can't. Because I like a lot of crocheted dolls, horror figures. But they're so expensive. And
yeah,
so that's
why
I was like, I wonder if I can find someone in El Paso. I'm willing to pay it. But in El Paso, without the shipping.
Without all the shipping.
So I miss that one girl. I cannot find her.
If you're out there, come back to us.
It's been at least a year because it was when I was pregnant.
Oh.
Or like more than a year. That I was like, oh, I'm going to get this. I don't think I was pregnant yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was like, oh, crap. Where is she?
We're going to find her.
One day.
We'll find her. And we're going to get more crocheted stuff from her.
A bunch of handmaids.
Yes. I think maybe we should do that for Halloween this year. And Buzz could be Aunt Lydia.
That was going to be something one
that
year,
was
no?
one of our ideas.
One day, I'll one find day. Her. One day, y'all will be handmaids.
One day, we'll find the girl who made the handmaid as well.
And one day, you will not be a thruple anymore.
I know. And he goes, God, it feels a lot like we're dating somebody. And then we're like, we have to like interview them and stuff. And I'm all, well, we are a thruple and we're bringing in someone new. So
you kind of do. Yeah. This is going to be your work relationship. I don't believe in those, you know, work husbands and wives and whatnot,
no.
But it kind of is like.
Yeah. I feel like it's more like a work family.
Yeah.
You have to see each other every day. You're not always going to like each other.
But you have to get along.
But you have to get along.
And then I see those memes where they're like, if they come in and tell you, oh, we're like a work family. It's
a
toxic
red flag.
Place. I was like,
really
oh my
is.
God, they did do that to me.
They do that to all of us.
I was like,
everybody.
Yeah,
I think,
I was like, Mondo's like, my theo. Like when I first was here, I was like, yeah. And I know it was toxic.
It was toxic. Looking back, it was very toxic.
It was a red flag, guys. My other theo's gone. Mario, I would call him my theo too.
Oh no.
He's gone. Thanks, COVID.
Nico and Buzz are like my stepchildren, and they're all fighting for mommy's attention.
Mama Joanna.
And I'm like, Mama will be with you in a moment. I need to edit this.
Go look at that shiny thing.
They're both just fighting to see who's going to get the joke faster.
Right. Who's going to make you laugh more today?
Exactly. Mama will be with you soon.
You should have one of those boards like Stranger Things and have Nico and Buzz and then whoever made you laugh.
Emily, that's hilarious. Just I'm going to do that.
Mark it. Like, here you go.
I'm going to make that.
I'll give you. I have a broken whiteboard. You want one?
I had a whiteboard. I forgot what it was. And it was like something for Buzz because I was like, it has been this many days since Buzz's last accident.
Oh, you should bring that back for August, too. We got a lot of whiteboards. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's bring on the whiteboards. That'll be fun.
We'll do it.
We had a comment on one of our reels. And what did it say?
About
the micro penis.
Oh, that the things Buzz searches. So we just made one where Joanna is like, oh, when you notice what Buzz is Googling.
A lot of weird stuff.
He does Google weird things. And so Joanna, when she's done working, you go back into the newsroom, which is right behind Buzz's computer, main computer.
Yeah.
And so when he's looking for weird things... That's
I get to
see
it all.
Yeah, and Pete, I don't know when this was the last time, because I think he's done it multiple times. I don't know when's the last time you guys were talking about a micro penis.
Just the other day.
Okay, well, someone was like, when he was looking up the micro penis.
Yes.
It's like, oh, we can
sometimes
do that?
It used to be bad.
I thought it was banned. I thought you couldn't look for that stuff anymore.
Like, it used to be really bad.
Yeah, no, I know he was worse, but I thought that's why they blocked it.
But now we're blocked from a lot of things. He used to watch porn, and it wasn't because...
It was research.
It was research because we were having a porn star in.
Yeah, so he technically was like,
and one time I was sitting
it.
There, and he got like a Stormy Daniels one, and we were like, Buzz, stop, seriously.
It's research,
although,
people.
Me saying it out loud now, I'm like, maybe that's an HR complaint.
Yeah, that's why I was like, he didn't watch.
He wouldn't watch it. He would like put in the porn. And then Twitter is wild. Like Twitter has no restrictions.
Yeah, Twitter's disgusting.
So I would go on and look up like, oh, who's the porn star we're having? And then I would look her up and boom. I'm all, oops, boobs.
Yeah, too much.
Too much. And that's found her.
Well, that's why you're in that weird algorithm of weird stuff.
Dude,
you get.
Every time. I still get it. And you know how I had to block it? Every time I go onto Twitter and look up the hashtag El Paso to see what's happening in our city, I always get this guy that's doing it with other guys. And I'm like, I don't know what I've pressed or anything.
Yeah.
But I can put things like block this guy or this tweet isn't helpful or I don't want to see this anymore. It will still pop up.
And I have no tips for you because I tried to search for it. I think Michelle tried to search for it. Not,
I'm
never
the only
popped
one
up.
That
it did
gets,
not pop up in our stuff.
I'm the only one that gets man for man, you know? and it's like full on.
It has to be something you search.
And
it does.
And in the hashtags, it'll be like El Paso or it'll say like, I'm in El Paso this weekend. And so I guess that's why it tells me like El Paso.
I guess because, that's why I have a little thing on my computer that gives me every El Paso tweet. And that's why I try to scroll through it and I didn't get anything.
I got it the other day and I had to like close it right away because I could feel somebody coming down the hall and I didn't want them to be like, what the hell is
Joanna
watching?
They were giving another tour.
I know. And this is Joanna from the morning show. Boom. Guy doing it with another guy.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going? Welcome.
Yeah. We're going to have to put a warning of when people walk through our studios. And they give them tours and say, here's the morning show. We're brainstorming. Weird things are going to come out of our mouths or on our computer. So,
unfortunately, it has happened, Emily.
All the time. All the time. And then I listen to my podcast in my office. Uh-huh. And my podcasts are vulgar. And I don't listen to them on low, all right? So this is my area. This is my work.
You're like, you came to us, all right?
Yeah, we're in the podcast field now, people. So I'm researching. And if they're talking about horrible things, because the last time I was watching one, I was watching Bad Friends with Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino. Mm-hmm. They were and Steve-O. Steve-O was on that one. And they were showing each other their buttholes.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, someone's going to walk in right now. Someone's going to walk in. Yeah, and there's a bunch. There's three naked men laughing at each other, bent over. That's part of the job, guys.
I love
guys.
How comfortable they were with it.
Yeah. They all were just like, hey, well, can I see yours?
Let me see your bunghole.
So if Steve-O ever comes, he's coming to El Paso. If Steve-O comes back in, you can be like, hey, I heard you showed your butthole.
That's not it. Have you heard Nico's story of when he opened for Steve-O?
No. I hear that there is a story, but I haven't heard
the story. He says that, you know, his opening, his ending act or something is something with his butthole.
Yes, I've seen it. I've seen his final act.
Nico was like, I was right there as he bent down and I saw everything.
Okay, I was in the audience when he was at the comic strip. So I saw that happen, but yeah, not that close.
Poor Nico was very close.
I wonder if he smelled it. I would have asked
him. Oh, no. You're like, what did it smell like?
Didn't smell, though. Were you that close? How close were you, Nico? Was it enough to be smell-o-vision? Because you should tell people about that. Because then on the podcast I was listening to / watching, they were complimenting how clean they were. So just saying, when Steve-O's in
like
here.
Like, no, not even little flecks of toilet paper?
No, they were very clean. And so when Steve-O's here, just saying.
That's why I want a bidet, dude.
You're going to have to get an endorsement.
I know. Somebody endorsed me that if you have a bidet.
Or who sells them.
Who sells bidets in El Paso?
My cousin was. I don't know if he ever sold it. But I can ask him
for
you.
Or at least that little connect thing that you connect to your toilet.
Yeah, it was the one that you connect to your toilet. Yeah, but that's always a debate people like to have.
Why?
Bidets or just toilet paper or just baby wipes.
Baby wipes are good too, but also like I kind of want like a fresh feeling.
I don't know. I have the argument that our holes are too close. I don't know if that's too much for this.
they are.
That's what my argument always is.
Have you seen that movie? What is it? Forgetting Sarah Marshall. And they're like the couple that just got married. And they're like, why would God build a sewer right next to a playground?
I forgot about that. That's my point exactly.
We're too close.
I don't know. That's a whole nother debate. You guys should bring that up on air and see what happens.
I want a bidet. Buzz says that when he moved into his house, it had a bidet in his bathroom. Ooh. And he got it taken out.
He was ahead of the times.
Right? I want a bidet.
You'll get one, Joanna, one day.
Thank you.
And then you can report back to us.
Dreams of Bidet is the name of this one. Bidet Dreams.
Bidet Dreams. I like that. Bidet Dreams.
I want one.
There's got to be a local, you know, vendor somewhere.
Come and install a bidet in my toilet.
Yeah. We'll do an endorsement. Well, make a reel.
Do you want a butthole as clean as Steve-O's?
Well, let me tell you about this, and that.
See, it sells itself.
It's perfect. And then when Steve-O comes in, you get him to voice something.
How do you get it so clean, Steve-O?
With this, and that. Or
because
the hell
I just got a bidet.
What's your method? Tell us about it.
Does it just squirt, you think?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
I'm going off of movies and all that. And yeah, it seems like it just squirts. I don't know.
I always see like the ones that are, it's like a Japanese toilet.
Yeah. And it has like heating or something. Yeah, so I'm going off of movies. I have no experience.
I know. That'd be cool. But, you know.
Have someone call into the morning show and be like, hey.
Dude, I can't even buy like a candle at Bath & Body Works and I'm over here with a bidet.
So I'm telling you, you got to use
who the hell do I think I am?
Fit Fam fame.
My Fit Fam fame.
And get a bidet. Yeah. You're Fit Fam famous,
Joanna.
Oh,
man, I am.
Twice.
I don't know what to do with this fame.
You're on there twice and within like 2 weeks.
I was on there twice.
Fit Fam famous and you need to be acknowledged.
And
for
the
that.
Only reason that I realized the second time again was because I'm all, why am I getting a bunch of people following me all of a sudden?
They're like, ooh.
I thought it was you posting something on the KLEQ Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm all, shit, it's Fit Fam again.
Again.
How nice of them.
Yeah.
That was nice. I like how they credited me. That was very nice.
I do appreciate that.
And they got the right radio station this time. KLEQ.
I'm going to do something to make them do it back to Kiss. I'm going to cross-post one of your articles. Like, oh, Fit Fam, look at this.
That way Buzz can get mad again. And
yeah,
be
exactly.
Like, KLEQ, not exactly. Kiss.
It'll be good.
Speaking of podcasts, I was a guest on a podcast this past weekend.
Yes. What's it called again?
I got to be on Conversing with Chris and Misa.
Misa. I like that name. Misa.
And it's then they had this other guy named Joe. And well, they had my Instagram profile up. And then I have the thing that says, I'm the co-host of What the Buzz with Emily. And it's tagged with you.
Yeah.
And we started talking about What the Buzz. And the guy clicked on Emily, on you.
Uh-oh.
And then you have your name, Emily Murillo. And the guy's like, oh, I think this is my cousin. And they're like, shut up. You don't know every Murillo in town. And he's all like, no, it's very rare. I have to be related to them.
There's so many Murillos.
Are there?
There's a lot of Murillos. And I can ask, what I'll ask Fo. Yeah.
I think we concluded that he's not related.
See, from Juarez?
I think we concluded, no, you're not related to them.
No.
But he was like, no, dude, it's very rare to find somebody with that name.
No, it's not.
And I'm all like, really?
Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
And then I'm all, well, that's her husband right there. And they're like, do you know him? And he's like, no, but maybe he's my cousin.
I went to school. I went to college with an Emily Murillo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was gonna be like, oh, that's weird.
That's your future.
Yeah,
you didn't know that was going to be
I didn't know, yeah. But that's why I like Murillo's. Very common. Anyway,
Conversing with Chris and Misa is a local El Paso podcast. They have had some really big names on their show. They've had John Teicher. They've had our very own Steve Kaplowitz.
Steve!
Veronica Gonzalez. They've had,
I remember Veronica.
Iris.
Oh, they had Iris.
They've had Iris. They had Nico. And Nico's the one who actually set it up. He's the one that came to me and was like, hey, do you want to be on this podcast? And I was like, sure.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, I saw that Brandon was on it.
Oh.
And for the longest time, they would be like, hey, I could see them messaging Brandon. And they were like, Brandon, see if Lisa and Buzz would come on the show. Buzz, ask Buzz or Lisa if they'll come on. But never did they say, ask Joanna.
Oh, now you want her because she's Spit Fam famous, Now it makes sense. You see, look, they left that out.
I was wondering why.
They left that
but
out.
But I kind of feel like it was a ploy. Because the whole time they were like, you know, we've been trying to get Buzz on the podcast for the longest time. And they're like, and we tell Nico, like, hey, Nico, tell him. And I'm like, well, that's your problem right there.
Yeah, no.
You're having Nico do it.
Mm-mm.
And so they were like, Joanna, try and see if you can nudge Buzz a little to come onto the podcast. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Well, this was fun, guys. It was great.
Yeah.
And then later I'm like, wait a minute. Did they just get to me so that I could get to Buzz?
They want to show Buzz. Everyone else has been on this.
Yes.
Buzz. Why aren't you on it? Buzz.
Fernie has been on it.
Oh, even Fernie?
Even Fernie.
Okay, yeah.
Brandon. So the only ones missing were Lisa and Buzz.
Oh.
And I didn't want to tell them, like, yeah, it's never going to happen,
dude.
It's not
going to happen.
I just had to be really nice and be like, well, you know, I'll see what I can do. But we all know the
answer. It'll be a miracle if they can get Buzz on there.
You and I know the answer.
Yeah, it's going to be a big no.
It's a big no.
That's a no for me. But Nico, maybe Nico can convince him.
Yeah.
You know?
I already told them what they need to do.
Yeah.
To get Buzz on there.
Get him a bidet. he'll come on.
But no, it was a ton of fun. The podcast is already up. You can get them wherever you find podcasts, wherever you found this one, maybe.
Yeah.
They also posted on YouTube. They were recording the whole time.
Yeah, I'm totally going to watch it.
It was a ton of fun. Like, I laughed my ass off. Real good people. Real,
nice.
You know, very organized. You know how you and I made a list?
Yeah.
But sometimes we go off rails.
Yeah, which is like 90% of the time, yeah.
They literally go through every. He sent me a rundown the day before.
Oh.
And I was like, wow. And then we went through everything in the rundown. And even before we started, he was like, look, I'm going to change these stories. Let's put in these instead.
Okay, so they actually get you involved with, like, up-to-date news stories?
Yes, we still did also, like, some headlines of what's going on.
Okay.
But a lot, the first part is mainly me talking about working here, working with Buzz, what I had planned to do, how I got into this business.
Nice.
And then, because they were just so organized, and they had such a really great setup, I was like, did you guys ever want to be in radio? And they were like, no, we just really wanted to do a podcast. And it's working. They've had a lot of big names. They've had the guy from the locomotive. They've had like a superintendent. They kept rubbing it in my face that they had Johnny Cage on.
Okay, cool for you, I guess.
And I was like, well, this is amazing. And, you know, I'm really honored that you guys finally decided to have me on.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
No, but also, like, I think they want me to get Buzz on their podcast.
They're like, what? Let's do it. Joanna will put it in his head. If you write the article, then Buzz will look at it. Buzz will probably bring it up on air.
I think the way we have to play it is, no, they don't want you. You know how that works with Buzz.
Oh, no. Yeah, you should. You should write the article.
Uh-huh.
And then when Buzz talks about it, oh, no, they didn't mention you at all.
They didn't really want to talk about you.
They didn't want to talk about you at all. No. Yeah. They were interested in
That's the way we have to play it with Buzz.
You should. See how he acts on air.
Yeah.
Do it. And then when he starts getting mad, she's like, no, Buzz, yes, they do.
They do want you on. But do you want to go on there? Because they really want you.
You're like, don't say it out loud, Buzz, because
you already committed to it on air.
Exactly. They'll come for you, Buzz. They will come for you.
Well, that episode is up now, and they also asked about our podcast, and I kept telling them, like, yeah, we're not that organized.
Nah, dude, we just freeball it here.
We freeball. And I tell them, I'm all like, you know, Emily and I both do, we work at a radio station, and so when we go on to do our podcast, it's really just us venting.
Yeah.
This is us doing something that we like.
It's our therapy because we can't afford therapy.
Exactly. Because I'm poor.
I'm poor.
The other day, you know how it was Prime Week last week?
Yeah.
I was on the hunt for a Roomba and they had like the knockoff version for like $100.
Oh, that's still a lot.
It was still a lot, but I was like, whoa, from like $300 to that? That's amazing. I had insufficient funds. And so Buzz was like, Joanna, did you get your Roomba? And I'm all, no.
Buzz doesn't have one just lying around. I feel like that man has one just in a closet somewhere.
First off, he wouldn't know how to use it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Get it from him.
No, he doesn't. And he was all like, what if I give you money for your Roomba? But you know how I am. Like, I'm not just going to take money.
Do it.
I'm not going to do that.
No. Tell him to buy it for himself and then give it to you.
Have that hanging over my head.
Okay, I can see. I can see that.
So I was like, no, it's fine. And today he owes me money because, you know, I do a lot of stuff for him.
Yeah.
I was like, do you want to pay me in advance for this week already?
Yeah.
And will it get you closer to getting your Roomba? And I'm all, no, it's not on sale anymore.
We missed our window there, Buzz.
I did.
So, you should be like, just pay me in advance. And then, yeah.
I know. One time he was all like, I only have 100. And I'm all, you can pay me in advance for the next 4 weeks.
Exactly. That's why you should have made that deal with him for Prime Day. You're like, I need this little Roomba thingy. Give it.
A Roomba would change my life. I'm sick of sweeping.
Yeah, see, I don't know about those things. They're good. I don't know.
I also see a lot of videos, and then I just want to see my cat on top of it.
I know. It's mostly
cruising around.
I feel like my cat would mess it up somehow, some way.
My sister says the same thing about her cat. And I'm like, yeah, because Cookie is a demon.
Yeah, they'll either swat the crap out of it, throw it against a wall somehow, some way, or just lay in front of it so it's going to suck on their fur until it clogs it, and then it's going to become a problem. That I've run this through my head multiple times because Fo wants one.
Well, now I'm scared.
I was like, no. No, I stayed away from Prime Day. I'm saving money for a El Paso shirt. And then Halloween's already here, dude. We're screwed.
Yeah, I know.
We're screwed.
There goes all my money.
Exactly. How do you buy decorations when you have no money?
How do I start an OnlyFans?
There's this feetfinder.com that I've heard about. I don't know how accurate it is.
I don't like my feet.
Someone does, though.
That's a good point. Like, someone out there
that.
Will.
Yeah, think about that, because Fo and I ran through this too, that there's something for everyone, and Feet Finder might be
true.
Our savior. Because I hear this on a lot of other podcasts too, where people are like, dude, they have an OnlyFans, but they don't show anything sexual or anything like that.
I need that one.
They're either eating stuff, trying on clothes, or pictures of their feet. That's it. You don't have to do anything.
Oh, I need that.
Yeah, or like your cats. Like, there's something for everyone. It's
balloon
so weird.
Balloon popping.
Smashing your face into bread. That was that one
back
in the day, remember?
God, we got to find the one thing we can do and then get money for it on OnlyFans.
We should. Let's make an OnlyFans.
Me and my sister every day after dinner, we're just like, how do we start an OnlyFans?
Yeah, after the girl who sold her farts in jars, I was so pissed. Like, why'd I go to college?
Right?
Why?
A degree.
Why do I have dignity? Like, why do I care?
Yeah. We shouldn't feel shame for these things.
I feel shame.
Everybody has feet. And if somebody out there thinks my feet are sexy, then damn it,
I want money for it. Exactly. They will
pay for it. To deny them my feet?
Exactly. Look into it.
If someone out there will buy it, I will sell it. All right.
We need to figure out what weird thing would you pay to see? That would be a good graphic or discussion on air. Have people call in. It's really for research for us.
This is for research
only
purposes.
OnlyFans or
what
YouTube accounts.
What non-sexual thing would you be willing to pay for on OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Write this down.
Write it down. Because it's something we could possibly bank on.
Please, sir, we need money for Halloween.
We do.
And then the holidays come right after that. I'm screwed.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
I'm poor.
We got to think of something. We're podcasting for fun. We need a podcast for money. We do it for you, beautiful 17 people.
Yeah.
That listen to this. All right.
I'm so excited for
letting us. Letting you know. Just letting you know.
I would like to end this with saying that Joanna is now on Bumble.
How's that going?
Okay. So I don't know what I pressed and I don't know how to like fix it.
Okay.
But I'm getting a lot of people who are like, my wife and I are looking for a third, or my girlfriend and I are looking for someone we can both date. No sister wives drama. And I'm all, how did I get here?
Is it because you wrote about that sex house?
Maybe, right. But how does Bumble
or
know?
Your phone's listening to you every time you say we're a thruple with Buzz and Nico.
I do say thruple a lot.
And it's probably like she likes it.
She likes
it. Give it to her on Bumble.
My phone is betraying me. I've never swiped left so much, Emily.
We
all of a sudden, like every guy is into hiking and going on adventures. And I'm all like, I'm not going hiking with. Do you know what happens when girls go hiking with guys?
They die. Don't come back. Yeah,
exactly. That's how girls die.
Yeah. Do you want to be on your own true crime documentary?
Exactly. No.
That's how it starts.
Because that's how it happens.
Uh-huh.
And all these guys are like, oh, I'm going to, I love hiking and stuff. And I'm all, what happened here?
What is your ideal profile? Like, if you were reading a profile, mm-hmm. what would that say?
I did swipe right on one guy who, he posted like a little bio of himself, but then he did this thing where he put like, what show was it? Yellowstone, season so-and-so, episode so-and-so, minute this and that.
Oh.
So I went to it, and it was like the coolest scene ever, and I'm all, that was fucking clever.
Yeah.
Like, swipe right.
That is a cool
we
thing
matched.
To do. Really?
And Bumble's weird. Like, I have to be the one to send the message first. The girl sends the message.
That's sexist. I'm like...
I guess it's so that you don't
safety
get like...
Safety or something?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But then, Emily, it has this little timer next to their name, and it's like, you only have 14 hours left to message this person. There's only 5 hours left to message them, or they'll be forever gone in the abyss.
Okay.
And I'm all, that's just
that's
too much
anxiety.
Pressure.
Yeah,
I know, right? I lost one, and now I'll never find him again.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't know what to put. I was just like,
Oh, no, Joanna.
To which I'm like, is this the anxiety guys feel when they send a message?
Oh, my God.
No, because guys usually just go, sup.
You need to come up. Yeah. You just say sup back. You need to come up with, like, a line.
Yeah. And so usually my thing is, hey, I like this thing in your picture. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah. I messaged one guy because I thought he looked like Eddie Munson.
You know who used to tell me that? Well, did Lisa tell you that?
No.
Lisa would tell me to do that. She'd be like, pick out something in the photo and tell them.
Oh, well, then I'm using the Lisa method.
That's why I was like, wait, did she tell you the same thing back in the day?
No.
That's your own. I see. Well, maybe
that's
it's
my
just
own
like
thought.
Yeah, maybe.
That's yeah, just because guys usually just either here's a D-pic.
Sup. Oh, God.
Sup. Yeah. So I see why they have the girl message first.
Okay, yeah, they're preventing D-pic attacks.
But also, like, Bumble, I need you to stop it with the thruple things. I'm already in one thruple.
Well, it knows it. That's why it's telling you to
continue.
Well,
shouldn't there be
this?
Like, I can't have rival thruples.
I don't know how.
Actually, I don't know how it works.
Well, like, I feel like that'd be a TLC show.
So. I'm in a rival thruple, and my other thruple doesn't know about
it. It's the great thruple off, and then you'll go
and
into the Food
just
Network.
Just making cupcakes.
Somehow, yeah. And then it'll turn
whose
into...
Whose cupcakes are better?
Too many reality shows. That's what it will turn into.
So if you guys could think of a better opening line for me on messages for guys, let me know.
Yeah, that would be a good one to ask, too.
Tell
I
me
don't
what
know.
Messages guys like to get first.
What do guys want to hear, you know?
And what do I say? Like, you have beautiful smile. A lot of them aren't even smiling in the picture. They have like these sunglasses. They have
guys
their sunglasses
smile.
On and they're just like, I'm cool. And then I
See,
really.
That was faux. He was one of those, but he did smile. And I would always call him Colgate smile. So I would comment on his smile first.
And then there's some where they put pictures of them with their guy friends.
Like, which one?
And I'm like, well, which one are you?
Which one's the ugly one? That's the Ninja Turtles.
And I'm all, which one is he? Who am I messaging?
Well, maybe that could be your opening line for when it's a group of guys. That's be like, hey, which one are you? And then when they respond and if you're like, damn, wrong one.
Oh, man.
You can write
the
damn,
ugly one.
Wrong one.
But tell your friend I say hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me know about your friend, though. Okay. Have a good day.
I messaged one because I thought he looked like Eddie Munson.
And
he has the long hair.
Did he respond?
He did, yeah. We're talking about horror movies.
Nice.
Make so it happen. That's how it's going for me on Bumble. You're lucky you're married.
I'm married. I don't have to deal with any of that. Luckily.
But yeah, let me know what guys want to hear on that first message.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Ask
I like
your
that.
Husband.
I'll tell him what. Well, what happened back?
You're before me. You know what? I don't want to know.
Because he was on Tinder, and then I even told him, "Oh yeah, me. You're on Tinder." When we were when we were getting serious, oh yeah, I wasn't on any dating apps. So I was like, maybe that was my mistake.
Oh my god!
But he was. I don't know if I didn't even tell him. So if I were to get on Tinder, would I find you? And I was like, that account better be gone. That's all I'm
and
he's saying. All,
and what the and hell like, are you doing on Tinder?
Like, it is. That's why I told him, like, well, I wouldn't get one. But how do you deactivate the account?
I'll find out for you.
Yeah. Find out if he's still on it and then tell me. He'd be like, hey, delete this damn thing.
But I'm going to message him and be like, you need to delete this before Emily sees it.
Be like, I found you.
I found you. Delete it, folks.
Delete now.
Anyway, those are my misadventures in dating.
Let me continue.
Let me see. We had a list today. Let me go through the
list.
The
love on the spectrum. So
Iris on the View. Oh, Iris was on the View.
Iris was on the View. She went to the Bahamas.
She went to the Bahamas.
She could have been on the Buzz Adams show, but Buzz let that one go. He swiped right.
He swiped left. Okay. On Iris.
Yeah. Messed that up.
He really, and then he pretends like, I don't remember having her on. And we did. And she was nice, and you were kind of mean.
And you ruined it.
And you ruined it for all of us. Love on the Spectrum. Buzz is watching Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah, that was the only thing. It was like in relating to if you have a great throuple off and you become a reality show, you can go into Love on the Spectrum. But there's been this whole argument. Is it okay to watch that kind of stuff?
Okay, I started watching it because Buzz and Lisa were talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I thought at first, like, you know what, this is really cute. You know, everybody is worthy of love.
Yeah.
But then they do something quirky, and I laugh. And then I'm like, oh, am I awful for laughing at this? And now I feel like crap watching it.
Are you the level of Buzz who subconsciously calls them freaks and he doesn't?
Okay, I don't think
notice.
They're freaks. I'm the one who told him, don't call, you're making it seem like they're freaks.
Yeah, because I had Buzz's thought process and you kind of made me overthink it too. I was like, man, am I really like, is it because I see them in a certain way? I don't feel like I do, but I don't watch that stuff anyway. I don't watch The Bachelor. I don't watch any like.
I guess in any like sense, that. Watching things like The Bachelor or Rock of Love.
I loved Rock
Tila
of Love.
Tila Tequila.
Though.
You have to think of it as like freaks who are willing to go on TV and have
for
these,
love
for love and think that oh a rock star is going to fall in love with me.
Yeah, or Flavor Flav.
And you know that we only watch that for the antics, for the silly antics.
Yeah, and so that's the way I saw Love on a Spectrum. I understand people are like, oh, it's sweet. We get to know their side.
Yeah.
But are we really getting to know
them? And
then
Buzz brought up this thing because there's one that's very, she's young. She's like 23. But her mindset is very much like, oh, I'm a Disney princess and stuff like that. And then you stop to think like, you know, they're like old enough to sign off.
Do they really consent? Yeah.
But do they really consent that. To
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I agree with
so
that.
And so now that's all that I have in the back of my head.
Yeah, I'd be like, did they really consent? Do they have a guardian that has to consent? Is their guardian getting money for consenting
right?
for them? So yeah, I've
it
gone
makes,
down that rabbit
it make,
hole.
It's starting to make me feel a little icky.
Yeah,
when
can't
all
do
at
it.
First I thought like, this is the cutest thing ever.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, ugh, what's wrong with me?
I feel bad.
I feel really bad.
But I'm poor.
And I'm poor.
Sorry, I'm not going to watch that. But if you want a camera, the way my mom and I were talking about it too, she's like, well, imagine they had a camera on you all the time. What are they going to show to people? The messed up stuff.
Hell yeah, they are.
So when anyone's really on camera, aren't they kind of looking for your quirks or the stuff that people are going to
laugh at
or make fun of? Look at Snooki. Like, come on. That's the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So... is reality TV
rotting our brains? Yes.
But do we want to get money for having cameras follow
for
us?
For having a cool idea like, hey, let's get a bunch of people who are on the spectrum and help them find love.
Yeah, and it's like, sounds good.
Oh, and
but
then,
is it?
The way they talk about like finding love and dating.
It makes
so
you hopeful.
It's so beautiful. Yes, and hopeful. And here I am on Bumble and I'm all, ugh, swipe left.
Yeah, no, I need to watch it.
Definitely doesn't make me appreciate it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it.
It's starting to make me feel a little icky because the whole time I'm all, these two are so young. Are they seem so young.
Yeah.
And so, like, who's consenting this?
Yeah, I still feel icky, like, with The Bachelor and all that. Once I couldn't find the remote and it was on and they were fighting about who ate the shrimp. Now it's like, this is stupid.
Did they find out who ate the shrimp?
I don't know, because I finally found the remote and was like, this is ridiculous. Who watches this? Who can watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette? Yeah, I was like, this is dumb. And they were fighting over the, she ate my shrimp. And oh my God, I can't do this anymore. Why?
It's awful.
Why is this making millions of dollars?
It's like a specimen that you're just looking at.
Yeah.
Well, now I feel icky and I thank Buzz for that because I can't.
Because he put that in your head.
He did. Mm-hmm. And they were so cute at the beginning because I was like, look at they really want to find some love.
Not anymore.
They're so worthy of it. You know, they have so much love to give.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, ugh.
Maybe it gets better through the season.
I'm going to finish it.
Okay.
Because I want to see if they find love. Although there's this one chick that's already breaking up with people. And I'm all, that guy was perfect for you. Like, she broke his heart. And
oh,
I'm all,
see,
you
I
bitch.
Can't, yeah, no. I'm going to get all sad.
And I'm all,
know.
You bitch.
No. Mm-mm.
I can't believe she did that.
No. Give us an update.
On today's end, you know, I'm on Bumble. Emily's married.
Yeah.
I am. You know, I got to stop getting throuple requests.
Yeah, let us know how that turns out.
I will.
We're invested now. And we'll see what your new opening line is when we do our next
one. I should ask Iris for some lines.
You should.
So that, you know how she
You should do a team up, yeah. You should do a team up.
Iris, help me out with this.
Yeah, what do I tell guys?
I'm going to show her. This is the match. Tell me something that I can open up.
That would be a good one.
That'd be great.
I like it. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, I guess that concludes this episode. We've gone through all of the checks now.
Woo! We're so organized!
Yes! Until next time, which we don't know when that will be.
No one knows.
The next time we find an open studio in this building.
Yeah.
Until then, I'm Joanna Barba.
I'm Emily Murillo.
Woo!
Not used to it still.
You're so-